This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The official president of the United States has warned the world they will face Armageddon if Russia uses tactical nukes in Ukraine. And when the Russian president said that the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine is senseless, the Biden administration reversed the no first use and sole purpose policies regarding nuclear warfare, meaning that the U.S. will now consider first strike nuclear attacks against non-nuclear threats. In a surprising break from projection and gaslighting, U.S. Congressman Jamie Raskin recently explained the truth behind the current U.S. policy with Russia.
Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values, and for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud. But many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans immediately.
On the surface, that's what this is. World War Trans. That is what the United States has become. To the rest of the world, America has become the land of abortions, castrations, death, and lies. Meanwhile, our diesel fuel is set to run out before the winter, and our leadership could care less.
What are we doing to increase the supply of diesel, given that the Energy Information Administration said as of October 14th, the U.S. only had about a 25-day supply? You have the Northeast and New York already rationing home heating oil. What are we doing to prepare for the winter and to ramp up supply of diesel?
I'll take the question on the diesel, because I just don't have the data on that in front of me. So let me take that, and we'll get back to you on that. But writ large, the president has been working very, very hard to make sure that not only are we ready for fluctuations that could come, and of course the prices are going down, and we think that's important, but that we are also doing what we can to help our European friends and partners who are also going to be facing a long cold winter. We have doubled our commitment, the commitment he made in March for natural gas exports to Europe. We doubled that commitment.
The president has cut off our fuel and given away our emergency reserves. Without diesel fuel, the entire nation comes to a halt. And at this point, nothing is being done to stop it.
The problem is, at this point, there may not be an answer, because there may not be a way to avoid a disaster. Diesel fuel is not just low in this country, it's low in every Western nation that has aligned itself with Ukraine. All these nations preparing for World War Trans are running out of diesel fuel.
While millions may be scratching their heads over World War Trans, too afraid to speak against it, Russian President Vladimir Putin recently explained what it's all about and how Russia has already been there. He said, after the 1917 revolution, the Bolsheviks also said that they would change existing ways and customs, and not just political and economic ones, but the very notion of human morality and the foundations of a healthy society. The destruction of age-old values, religion, and relations between people, up to and including the total rejection of family. All this was proclaimed progress, widely supported around the world back then, and was quite fashionable, same as today. Parent number one and parent number two, birthing parent instead of mother. I repeat, this is nothing new, and they made such a mess, it still makes one shudder at times. President Putin says America should do what they want, but leave Russia out of it. They've already been there. And seeing as how Americans have become nothing but submissive spectators, it seems as if the United States will be going there as well, starting this winter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we are always the cutting edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, is back in stock. It's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick out on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're now in hour number two on this live Tuesday, November 1st, worldwide broadcast, 7 days out from the midterms. And we already had Judge Joe Brown set up to talk about the election and the censorship and all the tyranny, but it's a perfect day to have him on. We also have Judge Andrew Napolitano joining us next hour to discuss, look at the headline of our show today, Deep State Coup Alert, a secret disinformation governance board is actively surveilling, censoring Americans in coordination with big tech, banks, and leftist NGOs. And the documents state, and they admit these documents are real, that the NGOs are really secret CIA, FBI cutouts run by Democrats, surveilling even your private messages, spying on you, and planning to deplatform the average conservative even out of banking. It's a secret disinformation governance board set up under Obama, stayed in effect during Trump. He didn't know about it. That's what worked against him inside the whole government. This is literally a coup. And then they admit that they manipulated the election and suppressed what the American people could see and do for Biden. It's all in the documents. The CISA Cybersecurity Advisory Committee. This is a bureaucratic, big tech, cybersecurity, homeland security coup. Just like you see in most third world countries where the military takes over. Well, this is the bureaucracy taking over. It is unbelievable. I just covered all the documents in the last hour. Judge Joe Brown, I'm sure you've already been seeing this. We've already seen a lot of this before. Now it's out in the open. That we know they use military propaganda in the COVID fear. I've got all those articles. We have where Obama put this into law. The last week he was in office in early January of 2017, the Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act. But it's actually pointed at the American people. Judge Joe Brown, with your history as a judge and a journalist and a commentator, the JudgeJoeBrownShow.com, on Twitter at Judge Joe Brown TV. I mean, this makes Nixon look like an angel compared to these people. This is so illegal. Doesn't just violate the First Amendment. You've got government not just coordinating censorship, that came out in the last year, but actually secretly running it and saying in the documents, we can't let the public know we're in charge, so you take orders from the ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Black Lives Matter. It actually lists more than 100 NGOs that are trained and run by a coup, a breakaway gang, a cabal, a putsch inside the federal government. I mean, this is just beyond anything America's ever seen. This is beyond 1984. Your views on this, sir?
Well, I experienced this back in the 60s. Now, let's just say I was an activist back then when I was in college. But the technology has gotten so profoundly different since then that it's frightening what they can do now. Back then, you didn't go along with the approved methods or the approved party line. Well, they invaded your mail, they tapped your phones, they followed you, they had people taking shorthand notes then so they could find out what you were saying. Now they don't even have to have anybody nearby. And I've been looking at it up close and personal for the last week because I announced that I was running for mayor of Memphis, Tennessee in 2023. That's October. And we still have an election coming up in a little while this midterm, and they're focusing on that. So they were, the media around here, trying to pick two, three nobodies and avoid me. So the last several days I've had what looked to be government vehicles parked out in front of my house while binoculars are being used to see what I'm up to inside. And that's all because I said we have to bring this country back to the people. We have to bring this city back. We have to have manhood in the hood and in the hallways so that we get what we need.
And let's be clear, you know this. They're there to let you know they're watching you. They're trying to intimidate you.
Yes, but it doesn't work with me. So this thing is going on, and I find it interesting in that 14 years ago, the Department of Justice under the Obama administration put up the money to replace every single voting machine that we have in this county because it was their finding that the things are hacked and the elections are controlled. So we have selection, not election. And for 14 years, that money has not been used to replace those machines until right now, for the first time in 14 years after multiple elections, it's claimed that these machines will be used for the early voting and the voting on the day of the election for the first time. So,
and I'm glad you raised that. The main push in this is election meddling. They admit that the government, still under the control of the Democrat Party, under the presidency of Trump, was not just trying to impeach him, not just saying he worked for the Russians, but literally manipulating the elections like they do foreign elections illegally, like they just did in Brazil. This is outrageous. What can we do about this?
We can make it very difficult for those people that we supposedly elect to represent us who allow this to happen. We need representation in Washington. We need representation in the state capitals and in the city halls. And we don't need someone in there who is a surrogate for somebody else. We need somebody in there who is a representative of the people, who has the people's interest at heart, who can do something about
exactly. So how do we stop the WEF from getting state and federal level control and then these FBI, CIA groups getting local control? You just said it. They're putting their surrogates in everywhere.
That's right. It's like, in fact, the latest little fear that came up is because I was asked at a Young Democrat function that I crashed just to be heard, and they wanted to know, since there was a black woman that might be running, why wouldn't I withdraw in her favor? And I don't even know who that person is. So what are you supposed to be? That's misogynist.
So there's a magic. The only thing that supposedly in their fake lexicon is, oh, got to do what the black people do. But really, it's the liberals controlling it, claiming they own blacks. Like Biden said, if you're not vote for me, you're not black. So now they trump you with a black woman. You can't run because maybe a black woman's going to run. Think about the sickness of that.
Yeah, it's misogynist, it's racist, and it's sexist. Like a woman can't run in a straight-up election where the voters get to decide. You're supposed to stack the deck by withdrawing so she can get in. And I also have been talking about the next mayor of Memphis needs to be someone who can be hands-on, face-to-face, up close and personal with the problem and not just throw money at some kind of program sitting at a desk. So I did that when I was a judge. I got down in the hood to deal with violence that was going on and has resurfaced again. We had 15 shootings, 6 murders, and a lot of nasty assaults that went on just over 2 days in this last past weekend here. And somebody needs to be able to go down and talk to all of the people that he's supposed to represent. So I suggested with an answer that a 19-year-old young lady had given me. And some of them seem to have been very offended by pointing out that there are men who don't mind protecting women and trying to make it safe in this world and in this city, in this country.
Well, you just said it. They don't want classic warriors, no matter what color they are, men standing up and creating civilization.
And one of them, who was the chairwoman for the Young Democrats, actually said, "We don't need protection. How dare him say he would protect us?" And that kind of thing, well, that's what got him in trouble down there where they're trying to.
Well, we got to get you in there, and it's a perfect microcosm, sir. Let's come back and talk about all this and more with the one and only Judge Joe Brown. Wow, stay with us.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
shamelessness. Kathy Hochul just went on Al Sharpton's show to claim that the crime wave, the one that you're watching, the one that may have hurt you or killed one of your neighbors, it's all fake. In a statement that is crazier than anything Alex Jones has ever thought,
they have this conspiracy going all across America to try and convince people that in democratic states they're not as safe. Well, guess what? They're also not only election deniers, they're data deniers. The data shows that shootings and murders are down in our state by 15%, even in New York City, down 20% on Long Island, where Lee Zeldin comes from.
So that's just a lie, actually. New York is so dangerous that people are leaving. Rents haven't gone down because foreign investors are buying up a lot of the buildings, but people are leaving New York in droves, of course. But according to Kathy Hochul, in a claim that is truly crazier than anything Alex Jones has ever even thought, in the shower to himself, Kathy Hochul is telling you that the data are fake. So here you have a city in which, New York City, subway ridership has dropped by 40% over the last 2 years. Now, according to Kathy Hochul, it's not because subway riders are being pushed in front of trains, people being attacked by mentally ill homeless. No, it's because apparently millions of New Yorkers are watching Fox News and they've been fooled by right-wing propaganda into thinking the subway is dangerous. That's what she's suggesting. This is too stupid. This is a lie. Voters know it's a lie. And when Democrats get crushed in next week's midterms, it'll be in part because people who live in cities and states run by liberals understand that what happened to Paul Pelosi could very well happen to them, and no one would care. Morning Joe would pretend it never happened.
And of course, Hochul's telling the truth based on a lie. Last week, the FBI put out crime statistics for last year. They're always a year behind, and they didn't count America's 100-plus biggest cities that have had the crime explosion, so then they said crime went down. That is idiotic. Everybody I know has been robbed, their car broke into, muggings. I mean, it's exploding off the charts as bad as it was in the 1980s. Judge Joe Brown, what's really going on here? Why did the left think defunding the police and setting criminals loose would be a good idea? What's their problem?
Well, they want to deny the truth, because if the truth is out, it's a condemnation of their failed policies and what they have set in place in the major cities of this country over the last half century. We've taken manhood out of the equation. Womanhood has been attacked. Childhood is being trying to convert. They're trying to convert that into a recruitment ground. The schools don't teach character. You can't put God in the schools, but you can put something else in there where people just become indecent. We have to return back to the ways of strong people. And what we're seeing right now is bad. Right here, Memphis, we're becoming the murder capital of the United States. And one candidate in here is talking about the most important thing is to improve the downtown skyline. And another wants to sink $750 million into changing a football arena into a soccer arena. So, and brags about he took Nathan Bedford Forrest's statue out and got rid of it, and Jeff Davis's statue out, and meanwhile, crime soars, and everybody I know, including self, has been victimized this year. Hell, I had one window in my car broken out and a glove compartment jimmied because of this thing they have with put your pistol somewhere else other than taking it in with you to a restaurant. So they just go around, jump out, and the chief of police even got her gun stolen from her, which is just absolutely ridiculous. But, you know, mine wasn't in the glove compartment. We've got a constitutional carry state, and this bunch doesn't like it. They want to defund the police, get rid of reasonable bonds. And
what are you predicting for the midterms?
I think it's going to be a bloodletting. I'm seeing some really bad things. I note that even CBS did a poll, and it's showing that 84%, well, 64% of the independents are now going to vote Republican. It's got an astonishingly high proportion of people, 8 out of every 10 Americans are saying that the country is going way wrong right now. So that is just...
That's right. 80% said the country's out of control, and almost 70% blame the Democrats.
Yeah, and that's a bad report card. Let's face it. This administration had its chance, and all they've done is fail. Again and again and again. And they have this clown show up in D.C., the January 6th thing, which is just a showpiece trial. And you look at it and you say, okay, what are they talking about? How did this thing get out where it is? And see, I was the judge on a mock trial that Fox put on, and it's streaming now. It went on for a week, and we were looking into Hunter Biden's laptop. We had the individual that he left three of them with, not one, but three. And the question was, is there probable cause to believe that this should be investigated for a FARA violation, F-A-R-A, Foreign Agents Registration Act? And the jury, which was selected randomly, we had four women, two of them were black, two of them were white, two men, black, and their decision was there's probable cause. Somebody should look into this. And it does indeed reveal a lot of criminality that the American public would be astonished by. But typically, when somebody's trying to run a game on you, you can find a lot of hypocrisy. In other words, what I do and say is okay, but what you do and say, we have to suppress. And the most important thing as a people that we have is free speech. And when you try to clamp down on free speech, you are going toward the National Socialist Workers' Party angle. And the acronym for that was Nazi. That's fascism. That's un-American, and it's unacceptable. And in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this, even back in the 60s when there was this great uproar over the Vietnam War. But right now, you're... freedom and liberty are in high jeopardy because there are some people who want to put you behind the eight ball so you go along like sheep. It's
how would you describe it, Judge? We'll limit it to break. I mean, this is a classical authoritarian takeover with a high-tech overlay.
Yeah, it's Orwell's Animal Farm. All animals are equal, but the pigs are more equal than others. And if you categorize yourself in that category of pigs, then you're supposed to be more equal. So if you are on that far left, we'll save you from yourself by keeping you in a crib all your life instead of letting you grow up. Then while we whoopee, we have the solution for you.
Wow, Judge Joe Brown's our guest. I've got so many questions, but what do you want to hit when we come back?
Anything you want, sir.
Well, I want to talk about the war on our children. I want to talk about the war in Ukraine. I want to talk about just what's going to happen with Biden and just everything else. I've got so many comments. And then I just can't get over the admission, these documents. Yeah, the federal government's illegally working with think tanks and private groups to spy and surveil and debank people. I mean, they're a gang of criminals.
Look, I'm not bragging, it's just a fact. The globalists hate InfoWars more than any other independent media organization in the world because they hate Americana. They hate populism. They hate grassroots. They hate you. And they see me as a symbol of you. Somebody that knows what's going on, who's informed, who loves freedom, and isn't scared of them. But the only reason we've had this incredible success in the fight against tyranny is because of you. And the enemies of America, your enemies, are coming after us more than ever. That's why your commitment is more important than ever at InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products you need that empower yourself, your family, and your community at the same time, funding the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We're at the biggest sale of the year, up to 50% off. With promo code 1776, you get an additional 10%. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support. God bless and good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Judge Joe Brown's our guest.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
So, Judge Joe Brown said he'll go wherever I want. Let me bring this up then. We'll show you the background of this. Countering Foreign Propaganda Disinformation Act, Obama signed into law right before he left office 6 years ago. And then here's examples of it, not just here, but around the world. Canadian military saw COVID pandemic as a unique opportunity to deploy propaganda on their own population. Then it shows the U.S. doing it, Germany doing it, France doing it. The biggest psychological experiment in history is running now. They admit they did it, that they worked with military psyops. Well, now they come out with documents, and they say, well, Homeland Security, even when Trump was in office, was working against him with censorship, and then even worse since he got removed from office. And it's just such a big deal that they list, don't question the Afghanistan withdrawal. Federal government involves suppressing Americans and censoring them without them knowing illegally. Or don't question these shots or lockdowns or crime or open borders. They list it all right here. And then Democrat Party connected and funded think tanks are given surveillance power over people. This is so criminal in my view. They can claim big tech has a right to censor their own platform, but it violates Section 230. But what is it, Judge, when you've got government and intelligence agencies secretly working with think tanks and NGOs and corporations and banks and others to surveil and censor and bully the American people and even take their bank accounts away? I mean, that sounds like what Hitler did pre-death camp to the Jews.
That's exactly what happened. We have, you know, my comparison of this January 6th committee is what happened after the Reichstag got burnt down in 1932 in Germany. And it became an excuse to put in draconian restrictions on the German people, which allowed the takeover to occur. And it backfired on everybody. We have to be vigilant against that. I may not agree with what you say, what you want to say, but I will defend to the end your right to say it, because your right to say it is also my right to say something the contrary. And when you put opposing ideas against each other and you get into them deeply, the better ideas will prevail in the end. We call it also, by the way, consensus. But right now we have people with an agenda who want it imposed at all costs. And they should be very careful with what they do, because when you do that, it's a two-edged sword. It swings both ways. One of the things I'm just absolutely tickled about is seeing what's going to happen after this election. And the midterms reveal the bloodletting that's going to get a reversal, so we will get red rather than blue in charge. And they set the precedent by going after President Trump the second time with impeachment proceedings after he was no longer in office. Well, from what I saw on that laptops, there would be ample precedent. It's already there, but it's going to be a disaster if they decide to go after Biden for what he was up to when he was vice president. So the three grounds for impeachment and conviction are bribery, treason, and crimes in office. And treason's the only crime defined in the Constitution. It's very strict. It dictates how many witnesses, what they have to speak to, and what the evidence has to be. But bribery, that's in those laptops. Other crimes, certainly. So.
And what's crazy about the laptops, and I know you professionally reviewed them for Fox News, and it's a big, important point everybody should see there at Fox Nation and other places. I've seen it. But I mean, he's in there saying, I take money, I give this percent to my dad, and then we do this for the, and then I'm under the control of the Chinese head of intelligence. I mean, it's ridiculous that he was so arrogant he didn't even hide any of it.
Well, see, there's another thing, too. Fox was responsible enough, we were responsible enough not to even get into certain things that compromise the security of the United States of America. Some of that, I'm not talking about Hunter Biden's porn activities that are all through there, but I'm talking about the emails and exchanges, and there are even some White House tapes, and how a crackhead gets his hands on White House tapes, I don't know, but there are some really frightful things in there. And
listen, I started looking at it back during the election 6 years ago. I guess it came out a few years ago, right before 2020, and I couldn't look at it. I told my crew, we shouldn't even look at this, because it's so criminal. I felt dirty even looking at it.
Well, it's bad, and it's very bad, so it can come back to bite them. But
how much of it did you look at, because there's so much?
Well, there's a lot, but we didn't cover a lot, because we just focused on Foreign Agents Registration Act and whether there was any likely violation of that. But some of the other stuff came up, so we looked into it, but I don't even want to go there because it's just not proper.
I was about to say, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, some druggie doesn't need to, even if he messed up, we don't need to take it. The opportunity to mess ourselves up any further by getting into some of what's in there. That's just, somebody needs to look at that. And I think it's absolutely criminal that no one has. There should be a special prosecutor appointed on behalf of the United States. outside of the Justice Department who gets into that seriously and does something to protect the interests of this country. We are not being protected now. We were being and are being fed forcefully a 1984 type thing that is very, very bad for the country. We are conditioning a generation of Americans to think it's all right to oppress free speech. We are raising a generation of Americans to think it's all right to suppress the free exchange of ideas because somebody's feelings are hurt. We are raising a generation that is being taught that shame is bad and guilt is bad. Shame and guilt control inappropriate human behavior, and they are good things. We don't want them overloaded, but we don't want them wiped out. We don't want someone being able to use this kind of censorship and oppression to stack the debt. And that's what people are doing. They're doing it down here in Memphis right now. This is like I've never seen it all the 50 years I've been in Memphis. You're talking about the mayor's election, which is more than a year away, and you still have an election that isn't over with right now? Give me a break.
Well, they're scared of you. I mean, you'd make a great, not just make a great mayor, you'd make a great governor or president.
All right, thank you for that. I'm getting a little old for it, but, you know, I've got to go out with a little bit of hint of trying to be righteous. In fact, one of our senior officials, who was a woman who's always been about decency, was in her 90s and still holding office and dealing with what she had to do for the interest of the people. She recruited me and set up an exploratory committee and was on my campaign committee until things happened to her a couple of months ago and she passed a couple of weeks. That's a Mrs. Barbara Cooper, who has always been a strong woman who has been about advancing the interest of the people.
Well, that's what worries me. We're going to break your final segment, but I don't want to always just say older generations are better, but they were compared to us. So many iconic people quietly have held society together, and they're dying, and that's a big problem because I'm really worried about the young people, including myself, compared to a lot of my ancestors that were so good. We'll be right back with Judge Joe Brown. Stay with us.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
National ruthless corporations, but if we're aware of their operations and their surrogate operatives at every level, not just the WEF, but the stay-behind networks that the globalists set up, we can beat them. They've got to have the public on board or they'll fail. That's why they're trying to censor us so hard. And that's why when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy books and films and high-quality supplements, you're keeping us on air. We will stay on air. They put out these giant $1 billion and $2.57 trillion requests try to make you think we're done, we're shut down. Folks, that's all just made-up garbage. We're going to appeal for years, but we got to have money to stay on air, fund the crew, and pay for the appeals. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Today is the last day. You get 60% off with promo code 1776 on DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Refusion, X3, all of it. These are amazing products. Experience what they do for yourself. I don't have the time to get into it, but go read about them at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The sale has to end today, last day of the big 1776 InfoWars Super Sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Judge Joe Brown, bringing myself now into the discussion because I wanted to get you on a few weeks ago about this, get your take, and now you're here, but there's obviously bigger issues than me, except this is their beta test. You've now seen the Texas trial.
You are a big... Let me tell you what just happened to you. Previously, the largest judgment ever taken in American legal history was against Exxon Valdez. That's that oil tanker up in Alaska. That got set aside because of some technical matters, so that didn't stand. The next biggest one, which until your situation was the largest judgment taken in American history, was obtained by a friend of mine, Willie Gary, down in Boca Raton, Florida. And that was affirmed on appeal in 1984. Wow, interesting year. But yours is now the biggest judgment taken against anyone in the history of the United States. And the basis for that is you hurt someone's feelings. And that sounds extraordinary in terms of all of the actual wrong that has been done over the years. Physical harm, death, endangerment of the public, and ideas now become the most damaging thing.
Well, OxyContin paid, OxyContin killed hundreds of thousands. They paid $6 billion in change. And now the plaintiff's lawyers are asking in this unfair trade practices deal for $2.75 trillion, $2,750 million. Judge, I don't have $2 million.
Oh, I understand. It's, you see, there's frustration involved here, and they want to punish someone. This administration and its preceding cousins in power have turned this country into an unsafe place. And I'm not talking about guns out on the street. It's character. I mean, myself and some other individuals I know who've been taking martial arts for a half century, we can kill most people with our bare hands without a weapon. So what do? You're going to register us? No such thing.
So why do you think they did this? Because they defaulted me lying. I gave them all the discovery. They showed all the discovery, twisted it. We couldn't put on a defense. The judge said yes, no, or I don't know answers. Then had a 5-week memorial service for the children and told the jury I was guilty. I mean, this is a lot bigger than me, obviously. Now the Democrats say they're going to do default judgments everywhere and shut everybody down. They admit this is now their authoritarian, totalitarian plan.
Well, yes, it is. It's the same thing they did to Dr. Bill Cosby. I said, and in fact, I told you way back when, I said, this isn't going to stand on appeal. Somebody just trounced all over the Constitution.
You did say that. You did say it. And folks, it was a fraud. The media lied. The whole thing was a fraud.
Yeah, well, I think, personally, I think you're going to have a pretty good chance on appeal if they apply the law. And one of the things is that somebody on some of these appellate benches gets the idea that there is a bigger picture, which is the interest of all of us when it comes down to being able to avail ourselves of free speech so this country can keep on its journey of something else to a beacon of democracy.
Well, Judge, just like you said, surrogates, just like DHS is running the big tech, the media, they are now, I know, with Soros, involved with these judges and involved with the exact same program. This is weaponization of the judiciary. How could they get judges to default me when I gave them all the evidence? There was no evidence. And then let them put the evidence on, twist it, but not let me put on a defense. They admit that.
Well, that's why we have appellate court. Somebody's looking over somebody's shoulder. One of the things that I do not like today is this thing of, son, let's see, you're in the ninth grade. Yes, I want to be a judge just like you. Well, do you know what that means? What do you know about life? What do you know about the law? Are you good at it? Are you wise and experienced in the ways of the law and learned and wise in what's going on with people? Do you know anything about that? They don't know, don't care, and we select people for particularly some of these new openings on appellate benches who have never dealt with people law. They haven't had a client on the other side of their desk that's a real live person and not representing a mega corporation, or they have been confined throughout their careers to academia where they don't deal with reality and they don't get it. But there are still a few remaining. And I'll say this, during the last administration, fortunately, some judges got appointed who understand the Bill of Rights. You see, the Bill of Rights is what got this leftist bunch in a position to be able to speak out and be heard. And now that they have been able to take advantage of that situation, they want to shut it down.
They're pulling the ladder up.
Yeah, it does go the other way. But that is a dangerous type of thing because that leads other places. Now, I had a professor back in the 60s. I was a teaching assistant for the lady. And she said America is in grave danger of becoming a fascist country, not from any jackboot-wearing, goose-stepping, uniform fascist political thugs, but as she put it, from some pink panty-wearing, long-haired beatniks who will impose the methods of fascism on the country with clean hearts because they think they will be protecting the country from itself. And that's kind of what we've got here. It's not good. We are adults. We need to be raised to become effective adults, not pampered and protected so we never grow up and remain children the rest of our lives with somebody, big brother somewhere, playing the parent role. Frankly, parenting stinks anyway, so
Joe Brown, thank you so much for the time. I want to invite you back anytime you want to come on, sir. We love you. Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter, judgejoebrownshow.com. Check out his amazing hot sauce. I've already had about 10 bottles of it since it came out. Find that at judgejoebrownshow.com. Judge, thank you so much for the time, sir.
Yes, sir. Good luck on that case.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a joke. I mean, anything above like a couple million, like I have a couple gallons of blood in me. So they say we want a trillion gallons or a billion gallons. It's just kind of a joke. I mean, it actually turned them. When they requested, though, 2.75 trillion, almost everybody I know turned against them at that point. I mean, they actually requested that. The plaintiff's lawyers now want that.
You're not the United States government. The United States government would be a little hard-pressed to pay that for any one thing. So, you know, I'm really sorry for what happened to their families. But there are bigger issues. A lot of us have parents. A lot of us put ourselves in, or our parents, or our relatives, or our ancestors, or the people of this country put themselves in peril of death, mutilation, and worse, to get the right to have free speech, or maintain it, or advance it. And some happily say, okay, let's throw it away because our
That's
feelings
right.
are hurt.
Absolutely. And they misrepresent what I said. Judge Joe Brown, thank you so much. Have a great week. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hour number three.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.